The next patient is Mrs. Jessica Allen. The last name is A-L-L-E-N. Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A. Clinical case of a 51-year-old female patient of Dr. K-U-M-D-L-S. I repeat, K like in kilo, U like in uniform, M like in mic, D like in Delta, L like in Lima, S like in Sierra. 4 follow-up of the pancreas kidney transplant, period. She said type 1 diabetes. That was diagnosed when she was 18. The patient continued to deteriorate the kidney function, and eventually the patient ended up in dialysis. The AV fistula that was placed didn't develop, and the alternative was peritoneal dialysis. Apparently the patient was 3 to 4 months in peritoneal dialysis. She had complications related to a malposition and twisting of the peritoneal dialysis catheter around the bowels. It had to be removed, period. In 2014, the patient had a pancreas kidney transplant at the University Hospital in Cincinnati. Period. Ever since the patient had the kidney transplant, she has been in fairly stable condition. Period. She had a alteration in the equilibrium 4 years ago. The patient went to the hospital. She was diagnosed with a cerebellar stroke. At that time, physical therapy was given and the administration of the statins was doubled up. Period. A couple of weeks ago, the patient had witness in the left foot and left side of the body, and the MRI that was done showed multiple areas of stroke, highly suggestive of ischemia. That were located in brainstem, corpus callosum, ganglionic regions, period. The patient was in the hospital for a short period of time and was released with aspirin and Plavix, period. It is not clear to me. If the neurology was involved in the case, but certainly, since there was evidence of multiple sites that were in the brain that were compromised, the possibility of showers was entertained. The patient did not have any evidence of kidney insufficiency. The kidney function has been well preserved. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient is no longer a diabetic. She is with the weakness in the left side of her body. She's getting stronger. She's going to physical therapy, but no other comorbidities at the present time. The tacrolimus level was adequate in the hospital. The estimated GFR is 82. The urinalysis is completely normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. The recommendations is to get the disc related to this head CT scan at the head MRI that was done at the hospital, and send it to the kidney transplant team up in Ohio, looking for suggestions regarding the follow-up, since this is the second episode of a stroke that the patient has experienced, period. Paragraph. The laboratory workup is ordered every 3 months by the transplant team in Cincinnati, so I am not going to have duplication of services. I am going to give her an appointment to see me in 3 months, and I will see her with the laboratory workup that was available at that time. Period. Of note is that the patient is normotensive and she has a BMI that is 33.6. Actually, slightly underweight. Period. The diet was discussed. She is pretty much vegetarian. She is following a plant-based diet. We are going to continue with the same prescription. Prograf, 2 tablets of 1 milligram every 12 hours. Prednisone 2.5 milligrams daily. Celcept 500 milligrams every 12 hours. The patient is taking aspirin, Plavix 75 milligrams, Lipitor 40 milligrams every day, and oxycodone 10 milligrams as needed. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I spent 18 minutes reviewing the admission and the blood work in the face-to-face 35 minutes and in the documentation 10 minutes.